Welcome to Shomach Shava and Adav, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, I'm Yaakov Shalom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra, Adav Tzadikimu. The Gemara, towards the end of Amud Beis, brings a Shimon Gamliel that says that if a baker or a grinder ruined the food of somebody else, so then not only pays him whatever his expenses were, but he also gives it the Dmei Boishes, the Dmei Boishes Orchav. He has to pay for the embarrassment that he had and his guest. They came and ate, and they didn't have something good to eat. Shimon Gamliel used to say, there's a big minhag in Yerushalayim. What was the big minhag? Someone gave a meal to his friend, and he ruined the meal. He gave him the boishes, the money of the boishes, the busher. And then the boy goes on and says, there's another minhag in Yerushalayim. That if there's a mapa prusa la pesa, when there is a like a curtain in front of the door, so then kol zman shemal prusa oichim nichrasim, then the guests can come in. Then istalka mapa, they took away that curtain, they took away that kerchief, ain oichim nichrasim, the guests don't come in anymore. So the chora need to understand what's this mahalach in the Gemara. What are we building up in the Gemara? We're saying two minhagim, two separate minhagim, they're in Yerushalayim. Like, they have to, does the minhagim have anything to do with each other? And furthermore, as the Maharsha points out over here, Rav Shimon Gamliel seemed to say the halacha is that you have to pay for the embarrassment. And then he says it was minhagot of Yerushalayim. So was it a minhagot to pay for the embarrassment, or that was the halacha? So to answer this, and to really understand the mahalach of the Gemara, what Maharsha explained, and we'll add over here what the Ein Elio says. This is a similar mahalach from a different angle. Just add what he brings as a question. He says, what does it mean that a minhag gadol Yerushalayim had a very big minhag? Maharsha, there was a minhag katan. I mean, there was a small minhag, and they added a big minhag. What was the minhag katan? So he says the Ein Elio, and that's the Shos of the Maharsha, that the achnasas orchim, the Anshei Yerushalayim were very, very careful to have achnasas orchim. The Maharsha adds the Gedoyim Lachnasas Orchim Yuham Makpolz Bei Hashchina. So there's a tremendous thing. Anshei Yerushalayim were busy with the Lachnasas Orchim. So this is the Maharsha like this. Shimon Gamliel has brought down the Rishonim. He's talking about someone who got paid. So Shomer Sacher is being paid. So therefore he needs to pay for everything. But the Minagadol Shav Yerushalayim is that they were so careful about the Lachnasas Orchim that even someone who did something for free, he wasn't paid. It wasn't a Shomer Sacher. The mitzad adin, this person is part of mitzad gram. But because the greatness of achnasas orchim, so they said, you need to pay for the boishes. The reason they paid for the embarrassment of the guest is not stam that the owner, the host, is embarrassed. But it's within achnasas orchim. They're paying for it because it caused discomfort to the guest. That was we have to pay. It's within achnasas orchim. Says the Maharsha, that is also the Hemshech Gemara. The Gemara says, Midin Echrasas Orchim, they also made sure to come and have the door of the house open with a maple in order to show the Orchim to come in. So one Ma'alach. Once we spoke about the godless of Anshei Yerushalayim, how they were so careful with the guests, comes two Minhagim Gedoyim that they did for Echrasas Orchim. They made sure that the Orchim has good food and anybody who messed up has to pay for it. And the second thing they did is that it was very comfortable for the Ereach to go in the door because the door was open with a mapa. There was a sign when you could come in. This is all part of the Echnosis Orchim Inyan. And this is almost mefeirush in Medrash Rabo, Eicha Pasha Dalet Dalet. Because there it says, so it's the opposite. It says like this. Shimon Gamliel, Yimer Zayim, Minu Gadol, Abi Yerushalayim. What was the Minu Gadol? The first Minu, Porsim, it's Pachas, Lagabea Pesach. Kozo, it's Pachas, Puso, Orchim, Nichrosim. So it says over there this idea of the mitpachah, the second part of our story, regard the orchid to come in. Then it says right after, he gave the food to the butcher. In his kalkaldor besudi, he did anything wrong. So the butcher needs to pay. You pay for the covet of the orchid. And mashmos here, there wasn't just it was is nergia, these two minhagim or nergia to cover the orchim, they all have to do with a great milo of achnasas orchim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.